Salvador Dali's cookbook. In the following conversation, you're going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Gold leaf, velvet, peacock, to clog, lean, canvas. Ready? Now, read the questions on the following page. Read them carefully before listening to the conversation.
If you're of a certain age, or if you love surrealist art, then you probably remember Salvador Dali. He was widely known for his celebrity persona, his pointy moustache and his paintings filled with melting clocks and exotic deserts. But did you know that Dali also enjoyed exotic desserts? Turns out that the artist published a cookbook in the early 1970s. It was called Les Dîners de Gala, or the Dinners of Gala, named for his wife. In the following interview, I talked to Alexi Horowitz, who's preparing a facsimile of the original. Welcome to our program, Miss Horowitz, and thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
Most of us know Salvador Dali as one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. But I'm sure most people would be surprised to find out that he also published a cookbook.
Well, in a way, we could say that this book is also a work of art. It isn't your typical cookbook. The original edition was a gold-leafed collection of exotic French recipes. The book was published just once, so it immediately became a rare collector's item.
Is that why you decided to republish it?
Yes. I discovered it in an old bookstore in Germany over 30 years ago, and I found it fascinating. Ever since then, I have fantasized about republishing it.
So, this must be a pretty unique cookbook in many ways.
It is completely unique and unexpected, starting with the fact that it begins with a warning.
A warning?
Les Dîners de Gala is devoted to the pleasures of taste. If you're one of those calorie counters who turn the joys of eating into a form of punishment, close this book at once. It's too lively, too aggressive, and far too impertinent for you.
I didn't know that Dali had a particular interest in food.
Food was actually a common element in his paintings, and he and his wife were known for their dinner parties. In one of those parties, the painter dressed his wife in a unicorn's head while she presided over the table from a red velvet bed. On the menu that night, fish was served in slippers, and live frogs were jumping from the plates.
You mention in the introduction to the book that when he was 6 years old, Dali wanted to be a cook.
Yes, that's true. But then at age 8, he wanted to be Napoleon. Eventually, it was another of his childhood passions, painting, that he would become famous for.
So tell us a little bit about the kinds of recipes that we can find in the book.
The recipes came from some of the most exclusive restaurants in Paris, and the book itself was opulent, filled with erotic paintings, sketches of exotic animals, and dreamlike photographs of Dali surrounded by enormous pyramids of lobsters, peacocks, and decadent dishes.
So, not the kind of dishes we would prepare at home on a regular day?
No, not exactly. All of them are filled with cream sauces and organ meats and puff pastry. These are dishes to clog your arteries just by looking at the pictures. Not exactly for the calorie conscious.
Nothing like a green salad with avocado.
No, not at all. It's very heavily meat-based. And not exactly lean meats like chicken breast, but rather things like goose meat fried in duck fat or pig ear stews.
It's also true that culinary tastes have changed a lot in the last 40 years, and that people back then were not as concerned about what they ate as we are now.
Absolutely. Also, you have to remember that this is a cookbook by one of the most amazing and surprising artists of his time, so you cannot expect anything simple even for those days.
Of course, like his paintings, they're probably surreal in many ways.
Yes, And you can tell that many of the recipes are there because of the visual impact. In some ways, they're like small paintings that can be eaten.
Have you considered adapting some of the recipes to more modern tastes?
No. We wanted to keep it as close to the original as possible, with all its excess and decadence. Adapting it to modern culinary tendencies would have been like going against the spirit of Dali.
How about the gold-leafed pages?
We thought a lot about that, and in the end we decided to publish a very small number of those, exactly as they were published in the early 1970s. But we also wanted to make the book available to a larger audience, so we will also be publishing a simplified version. It will still have all the recipes, drawings, and pictures, but there will be no gold, and it will also be much cheaper.
Do you think many people will try the recipes?
Probably not. Among other reasons, because it could be difficult for most people these days to find a lot of the ingredients. But, as I said before, the book is a tribute to the author's amazing mind and his endless creativity. We have to remember that Salvador Dali saw the entire world as his canvas, and the dinner table was no exception.
Well, thank you so much for this fascinating conversation. We will certainly be looking forward to getting a copy of Le Dîner de Gala, though maybe not the gold edition.
Thank you very much for having me.